All right, welcome to Chris Jericho's Saturday Night Special. Here for all of you guys that are experiencing the same thing that I'm experiencing, which of course is locked in, shut down, all that other great stuff. But as we know, in order to flatten the curve, to plant the curve, whatever it is, the proper nomenclature is, we need to just stay distance from each other. So this is for you guys who are sitting at home going crazy all around the world. I know I've gotten a lot of inquiries from Australia, Saudi Arabia, all across the Canada, all across the Canada, all across the States, Netherlands, Europe, England. So everybody that is around, welcome to the Saturday Night Special. Of course, kicking it off with not the Lynyrd Skynyrd version of the Saturday Night Special, but Armin Singh. That was a little more apropos. So first off, if you have a beverage, pour it now. I got a little Grey Goose for you. Already have a glass full, of course, in the champion glass. That's what you get when you are the champion. So what are we going to do in this? People have been asking me all day, and I'm like, really, no rules or plans. We're just going to hang out, you know, as if we're just hanging around, having some drinks. I need some more ice, by the way. Nothing worse than when the vodka doesn't have a right amount of ice in it. So that's my makeshift ice bucket right there. So just questions, lots of questions already, tons of questions on the side. You can see them. They're right here. So I'll answer some of your questions. I'll tell some stories. And later on, we're going to do a live Judas sing-along. Seems like everybody loves singing that song at AEW shows, and I think it's a great idea. I don't know, should I do a tie for this? Or should I go more like this? Something like that. Do that better? Is that better? So kicking it off with a little joke here. I woke up this morning, felt like Dean Martin. Woke up yesterday, felt like Frank Sinatra. I realized I had tested positive for coronavirus. Coronavirus. Get it? I don't know. That's a Duff McKagan joke. So if you like it, that's Duff. And if you don't like it, you can hit him up. So anyways, cheers to you guys. Like I said, just questions, stories, anecdotes, fun times. Really weird doing the empty arena live shows for you guys, but I think it's turned out pretty cool. We've definitely the best job we can do. I think last week the Jericho and Matt Hardy confrontation, had it been in a full arena, would have been a crowd favorite for sure. But even more so in an empty arena, I think it turned out really, really well. And something you want a little behind the scenes tidbit. If you saw the teleportation of Matt Hardy, if you liked it, that's all on me. If you don't like it, that's still all on me because it was all my idea. And we were going to actually, they filmed it the night before because they did some taping on Tuesday. They filmed one version of it. I wasn't there. I didn't get into Wednesday. They didn't really like the way that it was, the way that it turned out. It wasn't my vision, really. So we said, well, let's go do it again, and we'll do it on Wednesday, and we'll do it right before the show starts. So keep in mind, there's nobody coming into the venue. So literally, 8 o'clock when we go live, there's zero people in there, and there's zero people in there all day as well. So we thought, well, we'll film this before the show starts at 8. The problem was that the light, the sun hadn't gone down yet, so it was still fairly light inside the venue. So we said, well, the Kip Sabian Darby Allin match had been pre-recorded. It was the one thing on the show that wasn't live. So we said, well, we've got 15 minutes to do this during that match, which was about 8:15 or so. So we go and we film the, you know, Matt up here, and then he moves over here, and then he moves over there. So we only had 15 minutes. So once it's done, it's pretty much done. So we take it to the TV truck and look at it. There's a lot of missing pieces, and it's not quite perfect, but we have to do it and edit it and figure it out. So we, me, myself, and the editor put that together in about 15 minutes. So we got out of there at 8:30, got to the TV truck at 8:40, put it together, had it done by 9, and it aired at 9:30. So if it seemed a little bit strange to you and a little bit off, it's because it really was. We basically did the best we could, but that's, you guys never know what's really happening during the show. So when I watched it back, I just fucking loved it. I think it was so much fun. And it's obviously probably the only time we're going to get to do that for a while, in case, unless there's another pandemic at some point, which of course we all hope that there isn't. So this is not a talk about Corona and pandemic. We're going to just have some fun. Let's answer some questions right now. There's so many of them coming in. A lot of comments and things along those lines. And we already have 4,500 people watching, which is very cool. So Van Dominic said the AEW Empty Arena show is the best wrestling shows I've seen in years. Really entertaining, really creative. You made the best out of a tough situation. Well, we did. And once again, we all know the story that, you know, if you heard Talk to Jericho this week, Brody Lee was supposed to debut last Wednesday, which was in Rochester, which is the home of Brody Lee. Now, that place was going to be sold out. And of course, last Wednesday would have been Blood and Guts. We do the best that we can, and we know it's not the optimum time, but it's important to us to continue to entertain you guys, because we know that it's tough to be, you know, at home. Then that's what it is. If you guys are doing what you're supposed to do, then we are here to entertain you. Let us entertain you! I don't know if that's how it goes, the Queen song. But I mean, to me, it is essential. Yes, doctors and nurses and police and groceries and gas, but entertainment is essential too, to take you guys' mind off of all these things that are going on right now. And that's why I wanted to do the Saturday Night Special. I thought, well, it's perfect. We're all sitting at home, not doing anything anyway. So let's get together and have a little bit of a hang, a couple of drinky winkies, go another drinky winky. So Tiffany Scott says, what was your favorite cover song that you enjoy performing? I believe this was said, it disappeared. Well, SOS we recorded, which was great, but we just did, look at the guns there. Nice, all right.
Need tickets to the gun show? The beach is that way.
We needed, we did the cover tunes on the Jericho Cruise this year, which were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed Rock the Casbah, Hungry Like the Wolf, Working for the Weekend. Those are great tunes. And I think from the Fozzy early days, I really loved our version of Prisoner. I loved our version of Big City Nights. But SOS is the one we continue to play to this day. And of course, then Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap as well. Roland says, what made you decide on the Judas Effect move? Well, what made me decide that was I was doing some MMA training earlier this year at Dave Bautista's gym. And we were just, you know, you punch, you do kickboxing, and then it said, just do a spinning elbow. So we did the spinning elbow, and I just said, hold on, let's try that a few times. And let me see if this can work. And bingo, I had this brand new finisher, which is really cool because when you do a finishing move, you want it to be something that you can use on everybody and something that you can pull out of nowhere with lots of different ways in it and out of it. And plus, it was kind of a brand new time for me, just starting with AEW. So I wanted to do something that I'd never really done before and something that I'd never been kicked out of and that sort of thing. So all of those things we're putting together for the Judas Effect. I had a great name, obviously. So once again, when you go to a new company and you want to create a new character and do something new, something that's never been done before, that includes reinvention, which is what I did. It's just reinvent yourself and continue to add new, you know, things and I guess weapons to your arsenal, will probably be the best way for that. So, let me see what else we got. So, yeah, I think the scarf looks better this way as well, right? So there you go. So I, let's see, what if I become, a lot of people are excited to do the Judas sing along. So, it's really cool how that whole thing started with people singing it on their own. It all started with Sammy Guevara, actually. He sang it a few times when we were coming to the ring, and people just loved it, went nuts for it. So this is so much fun. This is great. And then when we did the cruise, that's when it really kind of became a thing, where people were walking to the ring, and or when I was walking to the ring, people were singing the whole song. And I was like, you know, we could really make a thing out of this. Like, I think if we let people sing this, that we can make it into a thing. And what I mean is, if we give the people opportunity. So I went to Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone, Excalibur, and said, don't talk during my reentrance. Let's see if we can get people to start singing. And then I said to Keith Mitchell, the director of the show, can we pull the music down just a little bit earlier? And let's see if we can get people to sing. And lo and behold, it got over huge. You know, they began singing it, and now it has become a thing to where every arena we go in, people are singing. And that's why, even though there is no fans in the arena right now, that has to continue. So every week when I have a ring entrance, you will have somebody singing, Judas, which is the canon this week. So I didn't see who that'll be the Vision Free String Shot. Jericho picks his ear during Saturday special. Somebody asked me, why did you choose, I'm sorry, I missed your name. Why did you choose News of the World album cover rather than Night of the Opera? So if you look at this, so first of all, do you want to talk about tattoos? We'll talk about tattoos. So all of my tattoos are based around music for the most part. And it started with this one here, which if you can see, it was, it's a Halloween pumpkin from the band Halloween. I got this with Matt Shadows years ago, and when we got them together, kind of like bro tattoos, he had so many tattoos that it didn't really notice it, but all I had was just this arm with this random floating pumpkin on it. So I wanted to put together kind of a montage, a homage, a patchwork version of all the bands I love. So I went to my tattoo guru, Flacco, over in Norfolk, and so he kind of created this whole menagerie where if you look, there's Justice for All, and then you can see Power Slave, Eddie is here, AC/DC for those about to rock, and then you know the Stones are over here, and the Beatles are walking across Abbey Road here. There's Lennon, see, he's kind of silhouetted in flames because they're pioneers, they paved the way. There's a Paul, there's George, there's Ringo. So anyways, you can see all these six things. So, I mean, I have the Police is here, and obviously Fozzy's there, and then of course there's Jason Voorhees and the Canadian flag and all these cool things, Loch Ness Monster wearing Paul Stanley makeup. But the Queen one came because I was really going through a Queen phase, and if you see News of the World, the album cover, you'll see that it's the guys from Queen that are in the robot's hand that are kind of dead. The robot killed them. This is actually just Chris Jericho, different versions of Jericho. So you might think, oh, you've got tattoos of yourself on there. Well, no, it's tattoos of a giant robot killing all the different Jerichos. So that kind of gives you a background of that one. So Mike says, can you say hi to my son Caleb? Hello, son Caleb. How are you? Good to see you. Devin said, during your time in WCW, was there anyone you enjoyed working in the ring with? Well, geez, tons. I love working with Dean Malenko. I think we had one of the greatest rivalries in WCW history. There's no doubt about that. I love working with Juventud Guerrera. I mean, at the time, everyone take a beverage drink, break right now. Ready? On three, we're all going to cheers on three, okay? I got 5,000 people, 4.6 people watching, 4,600 people watching us. So let's all cheers together on three. You ready? One, two, three. Cheers! Or if you're in Japan, kanpai! Or if you're in Canada, fucking A, man, let's have a drink. So anyways, that's really good. Yeah, so Juventud at the time, I think, was even better than Mysterio, which is such a crazy thing to say, But oh yeah, this tattoo on this side is for my family. That's me in the middle, and then that's my wife, and then my son, and then my daughter Cheyenne, and my daughter Sierra, right there. So daughter Cheyenne, yeah. All that kind of represents our interests and likes and that sort of thing. So, but yeah, Juventud was a great performer. Had my best matches with Eddie Guerrero there. It's really strange because a lot of people think that that I had tons of matches with Eddie, but I really didn't. It was mostly in WCW that I did, but in WWE, we didn't really wrestle much. So I really enjoyed working with him in WCW and even as a partner. We called the North and South Connection, or A and Way. And of course, A is Canadian and Way is like a Mexican thing. So Susan says, hello from your hometown of Winnipeg. Stay safe, Winnipeg. Thankfully, there's not a lot of cases up there. Hopefully that doesn't change. So Kane says, I've always wondered what incarnation of Jericho you've enjoyed so far. Well, I always say this one. I think I love Le Champion. Just the fact that we were able to change the whole wrestling world by starting this whole brand new company out of scratch and really becoming a money-making, viable alternative for people right off the bat. I think it was really, really, really cool. A lot of fun for everyone involved. And I also love the list, Jericho, the whole thing I did with Kevin Owens. I think it was great. And then the suit and tie Jericho with Shawn Michaels and tagging with the Big Show, that sort of thing. So Tony wants to know, what's your opinion of Megadeth, past and present? Love Megadeth. I think Dave Mustaine is still one of the most underrated guitar players in the world. And in the metal world. And I think that their last record, Dystopia, was one of my favorites that they had done. So love Megadeth and glad to see that Dave has gotten over his cancer and hopefully he's doing well right now in the midst of all this stuff. So let's see. I saw Dark Side of the Ring, Nicole says. You're a class act and a great man. Well, yeah. I mean, Dark Side of the Ring, if you haven't seen either season, well, the first season is online right now, and the second season is only two episodes in. I narrated the whole season, which was cool, but I really, you know, it was tough to watch the Benoit story and the Eddie story, but I think it was done properly and done by the right people. Like I said, it's not the happiest of stories. It's very, very heavy, but it's something that I really, I'm glad that I did it. And like I said, I think it was done properly by the right people. So I enjoyed watching it, even though it was very, very tough. So I'm glad that it's out there. And I'm glad that you guys get a chance to see it. A little bit of the bubbly, says Damien. There you go. Product placement. Put it in the right spot so you can see it. All right, so Greg's girlfriend is drinking Prosecco. What is Prosecco, like wine or something like that? I thought it was some kind of cheese, maybe, or something like that. So I don't know, maybe we should do a song. What do you think? Should we do some kind of a song, maybe? That would be kind of fun. What tune should we do? A Kiss tune? Let me see what we can do here. All right, let's see what we got. Is it going? Oh, there's an ad.
Great.
All right. I don't know. Like I said, I've never done this before, so I'm going to do it. Let's do a song together. So there you go. We'll sing in there. A song and dance. I always loved that Kiss song. It was the first Kiss video that I ever saw, and I didn't know who they were because I always thought Kiss were the guys in makeup. So I didn't know that they'd even taken their makeup off. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, these guys are so cool. Guy's hands on fire. He's jumping through a ring of fire. So yeah. Anyways, like I said, we're just having fun here, you know, answering questions. If we feel like singing a freaking song, then we're going to sing it. We are going to do a Judas sing-along later. So if you want to stick around for that, then let's do it. What the hell, right? Let's see. Crystal says, thanks for taking time out of your evening to be here for all your fans. You're true Le Champion. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you guys are checking out and watching this and listening to it and hanging out and all that sort of stuff. Anything for entertainment, for sure, right? So let's see. Petey said, never cut your hair, ignore the haters. So there's people that hate the fact that I have long hair. It's kind of funny, right? Interesting, whatever. I never really understood why people care about the length of hair. But then again, when James Hetfield cut his hair and Bruce Dickinson cut his hair, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh, how can they still be heavy metal and have short hair? Like back when I was a kid, like you had to have long hair if you were a rocker. Like to not have long hair meant that you weren't heavy metal. So everybody tried, and I had the worst hair. Like my hair was like, it was a mullet for one. And it was super like, they used to call me steel wool because I would try and straighten it by using like a crimping iron, which is what it was called at the time. And I would hairspray it too. So the hairspray would go, then I would crimp it, try and like make it straight. And it would just like die and be super frizzy and crappy and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's like, you know what? I like it. It's growing out. And I made this deal with myself when I started growing it back in I think it was May 2017. No ponytails and no dye jobs. So the only ponytail, like a half ponytail sort of thing, but no dye jobs or anything like that. And no ponytail. So lots of stuff that I bet you never thought. This is riveting. Riveting entertainment here, right? Anthony says, who would you most like to interview or guest on Talk is Jericho? Well, for sure, Paul McCartney is the biggest one. I mean, I'd love to have Ozzy on. I mean, any kind of the classics, you know, like Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, or, you know, Pete Townsend, or those type of guys. But from kind of the more modern metal era, probably Ozzy or Angus Young. But if you go through the list of bands, I mean, Geddy Lee would be great. I'd love to have him or Alex Lifeson. But I think if you're going through most of the modern bands that I love, I've had somebody from any of those bands. Paul said, can you tell me your favorite Stephen King book? And I'm going to do a Stephen King Talk to Jericho. So myself and Joe Feeney, I think, from Conan's podcast, we're going to pick our top 10 Stephen King books and then list them. And I just finished reading The Outsider, which was really, really fucking good. King has experienced a modern day renaissance, I think, especially the last 10 years. You go from Under the Dome to 11, 22, 63. To The Outsider was great, Full Dark, No Stars, Dr. Sleep, just unbelievable. Like, oh, so good. So if you haven't read The Outsider, you should. And if you haven't read The Stand, check that shit out. I mean, how relevant is that in this day and age, all talking about, you know, all of the crazy, crazy similarities between Captain Trips and COVID. So lots of reading. And that was what I was saying, like now that we're kind of all shut in and stuck inside, then why not, you know, read a book, watch some movies that you always wanted to watch, learn a musical instrument, learn a language. It's funny, there's a great graphic that I saw online of, it says, before quarantine, and everybody's on their phone. After quarantine, everybody's like out, like hanging out with their families and riding their bikes and just enjoying the life that's around them. And I'm wondering if this pandemic, besides the fact that thousands of people are dying, which is terrible, but I think is it almost a wake-up call for the human race? Like, slow down and enjoy what you have. I mean, there's so much people, like, when you get everything taken away, you realize very quickly what's important to you. And I think this virus is kind of helping us realize what's really, really important. And it's great to be busy, it's great to work and all that sort of stuff. But when you can't, and you're forced to actually, you know, hang out with your family or talk to your friends on the phone, or, you know, do something productive that doesn't involve you getting paid, I think we're kind of rediscovering, you know, some of the cool things in life that you might not remember. So anyways, read some books is what I'm trying to say. So can you please have another garage sale? It's the coolest thing I've ever been to. I did not have a garage sale. That's something I have to point out to you. When we sold our old house, we did not have a garage sale where you put up a bunch of fucking, you know, picnic tables and stick a box of comic books for 25 cents each and a rack of clothes from the 70s. That was a garage sale. But when I was a kid, I used to check the classifieds every Saturday for garage sales in my area. I'd ride my bike and I'd look for two things, comic books or albums on vinyl. A lot of times I found both. A lot of times I found none. But that's a garage sale. This is called an estate sale. So what an estate sale is when you are selling your house and you take all your stuff out, all that's left is the junk. The motto from these people organize it is that people will buy anything. And I said, anything. People will buy anything. So you give them your house for a week and they take all of the junk in your house. They polish it up, they organize it, they put it all out and put it all together with similar, you know, topics. And here's your books here, and here's your appliances here, and whatever. And when you go back home, you're like, holy shit, this stuff is amazing. Like, this is not junk anymore. This is the lost stuff. Like, this is right here. This Metallica box set for Hardwired Substructure. I didn't even know that I had it. I must have bought it somewhere, put it in, you know, a pile of stuff and forgot about it. So I went back to my house, like, that's for sale? Like, no, like, I want that. So they take a percentage of the profits. And so we put up a lot of books and a bunch of Lion's Tale extra books, boxes of them. I had stand-up cutout Jericho things that I signed. We literally sold like $15,000 of junk in 2 days. So will I have another estate sale? Well, I don't ever plan on moving, but if I do, I will have another estate sale and you can come over and literally someone bought my underwear. Somebody out there has Chris Jericho's underwear that used to house the balls of Jericho. You heard me. I said the balls of Jericho. Yeah, it was supposed to be quicker. I'll try it one more time. They were housed. The timer said, "The balls of Jericho." There you go. Inanimate not objects are on my shit list this week, man. Between Vanguard One and that fucking Roomba, hate that stupid Roomba. All right, are you still in the comic books, Jason Lee? No, I'm not. But I used to be super into comic books. Teen Titans, I loved. Batman, of course. I was more of a DC guy, which is not really cool in this day and age, right? It's more of a Marvel thing. And I always said that Aquaman was my favorite superhero. People were like, no way, Aquaman. And lo and behold, they make the Aquaman movie and suddenly everyone loves Aquaman because Sexy Momoa played Aquaman. How hot is Jason Momoa, by the way, right? Oh my gosh, super hot. He's also a metalhead too. Did you see that Ozzy video that he did for Straight to Hell where he plays Ozzy? Same. Opening the GG right there for you guys. What amazing historical things you're seeing. You get to see Chris Jericho open a GG bottle. Watch this. Oh, I will pop it and pour it with one hand. Right? Here we go. Hope I don't make a mistake. I guess I couldn't do it. Maybe if you pull it up first, let me try again. Oh my God, this is a tough one. Sometimes I can pop and pour it with one hand, so if you can't. Once again, a little drink ski right there for you guys. Grab a little mix. Currently using a polar seltzer water, which is really good, a little black cherry action right there. And voila, it's a yeah boy coronavirus version. All right, Scott Wilson says, is it hard to keep a straight face during your podcast? Yes. But only if it's certain things. Like I remember when I did a podcast, Talk to Jericho with Broken Matt Hardy. And he did it completely in character. I was fucking howling. I did one with Santino Marella in character, fucking howling. I did one with Steel Panther in character, super funny, howling. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Any favorite horror comics? I love EC and DC 70s horror. That's really interesting, man. I used to love this. It's like a magazine size horror horror comic book called Creepy Magazine. Does anybody remember Creepy Magazine? It was black and white, but it had just the greatest stories and like tons of tits and like super gory. So for like a 14-year-old kid, it was like the greatest thing ever. And I remember vividly, I bought Ride the Lightning when it came out, and I went back and then found Kill 'Em All. I remember sitting, when I was a kid, I was very lucky. We were one of the few kids that I knew that had a swimming pool. And I remember the summertime, my parents at work obviously had nothing to do. I'd get up at about 10 o'clock, 10:30 was Three's Company. Come and knock on your door. Take us inside the zoo. Where the loving is hers and hers and his, Three's Company too. Remember that? So I would watch Three's Company. I'd get up, make myself some breakfast, which usually consists of some kind of sugary cereal, or maybe a peanut butter toast or something like this. And then I would go listen to Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning on my little shack blaster, we called it, because it wasn't even big enough for a ghetto. It was just a little thing. And I recorded the albums to cassette and then just played them over and over again. And I would air band. And I would always pretend I was Cliff Burton. I could do anesthesia. And then when I was done air banding to Metallica, I would read Creepy magazines. And there was just great stuff. Rich Corbin was the artist that was my favorite in Creepy. So great magazine. If you do go to a garage sale or an estate sale and you find Creepy magazines, buy them and read them. And if you're wondering why there's a white line here, it's because I went spray tanning last week in Jackson before AEW, and that's where the bracelets go. So the true, look at that. The true tales from Chris Jericho. Will Fozzy be in Luxembourg in the future? No plans, Max. We're just hoping to get back on the road. We're supposed to do a tour in April and May. Unfortunately, due to the virus, we had to reschedule it, not postpone it, not cancel it, reschedule it. So most of those shows are now taking place in July and August and September. No plans to come back to Europe as of yet. We will very soon because I enjoy Europe very much and Fozzy as well. Why don't you have a Twitch channel, JB wants to know. You can pull down some cash. They're doing this exact same thing. I don't want people to have to pay for this. I've been rambling for like 45 minutes. I should be paying you guys for paying attention to this. It was great because I had about 4.6 thousand viewers until I did Heavens on Fire. Then I'm down to 4.1. So back up to 4.2, but like 300 or 400 people were like, fuck this. I don't care how bored I am. I'm not subjecting myself to this bullshit. Can we see the title behind you? This was the, speaking of paying, I'm not going to make people pay to listen to this, but this was the Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea Super VIP Chris Jericho meet and greet, Q&A, and that sort of thing. And you got that if you bought the package. So it was really cool. Only 20 of them ever made. So those of you who have it, hold on to it because it's rare and it's cool. And we're going to do something like that for number three. And there will be a Chris Jericho cruise, triple whammy is what we're calling it. And had the coronavirus not taken place, we would actually be on sale right now. So we're holding off for a little bit, but we've booked pretty much everybody. 25 out of the 30 acts have already been booked, and I think this one is going to be even bigger and better than number two. Which is even bigger and better than number one. So let's talk shows of our time, says Phil. All in the Family, Jefferson, Sanford and Son. All great stuff. Jefferson's is probably my favorite because I was going to watch that quite a bit when I was on summer vacation, that sort of thing. All in the Family, a little bit before my time, although my wife and I watched that years ago, and it's super hilarious, but it's so politically incorrect. You can never make a show like that nowadays, ever. You can never do a show like All in the Family. Ever. Oh, hey. How you doing?
I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, hi. Well, you know I'm doing a show, right?
Yeah. Mom told me to say hi.
Oh, you got Angus there? Should I say Angus? All right. This is Angus. All right. This is Angus. Say hi, buddy. Yeah, there he is right there. You want to say hi, Sierra?
Hi.
Did you have fun today?
Yes.
Yeah, Sierra was driving the jet ski for the first time. And Angus was running around, and Angus is a Labradoodle. Yeah, what happened?
I want to skate.
Oh, okay. All right, well. Oh. Angus knocked over the ice. Angus! Yeah, so everybody's home, including Angus. Thank you. Come on, bud.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye. Thanks for the visit.
Here.
I need a sign on the door that says, do not enter, record it. Let's see, what else have we got? On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy is the Spanish goddess Ana Guevara? 163. Next question. Wow, I try to get some bubbly, but North Dakota don't allow alcohol to be shipped. That's pretty strange. We used to go to Grand Forks in North Dakota when I was a kid to see rock and roll shows. We saw Kiss, Hot in the Shade tour there, and we saw Stryper, In God We Trust tour there as well. We used to drive down to Fargo and Grand Forks for a weekend of like vacation time. If you've ever been to Fargo and Grand Forks, yeah. God bless it. It's not huge, but at the time for us to go from Winnipeg over there was a huge, huge deal. So I left for a minute to watch Paul Stanley's Facebook Live, but he was not answering questions. Oh, Paul's doing Facebook Live right now as well. What's he doing? Is he cooking something or something like that? It's probably, Paul's a great cook, by the way. Maybe Paul's singing a Fozzy song, just like I was singing a Kiss song. I don't know. Maybe that could be cool. So, where can I get a copy of that Jericho sign behind you? Which one? I'm not sure which one I'm talking about. We're talking about the, maybe this? Where's the Jericho sign? I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. All right, Clarissa says, is it possible to fall in love with you even more even after this live stream? Oh my gosh, like we actually appreciate this. Like this is you guys are starved for entertainment, is what I'm saying. And that's why I'm here. If you're starved for entertainment, then damn it, I'm going to give it to you. Who are the 25 artists already booked for the Jericho Cruise? I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you right now. But trust me, we've got some really cool stuff. I think you guys are going to love it. I'm waiting on one more guest that I want to try and get. And if we don't, we're still going to have the best time ever. So just stay tuned. Like I said, we're actually going to announce and go on sale this week. I didn't think it was the right time, but I think people are waiting for something to do and something to look forward to after we're finished with all of this. So... I think we'll probably be announcing over the next week or so. So, Angus sobered up after earlier. Hashtag Red Cup Angus. I go on my Instagram and see Angus on there. Been constantly buying the Beatles White Album box. Oh, it's amazing. It's right there. Beatles White Album. Right there. Box set. I'm trying to point that way. Oh my gosh. No, the other way, Chris. Right there. That's Paul McCartney. That's John Lennon. Great demos on that, and probably 50 songs on it, maybe. I mean, the White Album has 30 on it anyways, but you get a lot of demos and that sort of thing, various stages of recording. So really, really cool stuff. If you are a Beatles fan, you definitely should buy it. What more current bands would you like to tour with? Says Noah. I mean, Avenged Sevenfold is huge on the list. Shinedown, I think, would be a great mix. Hailstorm. There's a lot of big bands. 3 Days Grace, we did. Nickelback, we did. Nickelback was great, a great mix for us. So a lot of kind of more modern bands that I wish we would choose with, tour with. Can Joe Exotic please give us a shout out? Joe Exotic, huge shout out for me. If you guys haven't watched Tiger King yet, oh my gosh, it is absolutely insane. Like, it is so crazy. You think, oh, it's just about big cats and breeding tigers and going to the zoo and that sort of thing, but it's not. Like, I was watching it going, how many more crazy fucking things can happen in this show? I mean, it's about big cats, but it's about cult leaders and murderers and feeding corpses to tigers and gay marriage and bigamy and bigamy? Polygamy? Bigamy, I think it is. Revenge and drug lords and like, oh my gosh, it is so crazy. The nurses, shout out to the nurses in Scotland that are loving this. I'm glad you guys, hey, by the way, seriously, thanks to all the nurses and healthcare professionals that are doing such a great job. Cheers to you guys. Once again, let's do a universal cheers right now in three. One, two, three, cheers to all of the healthcare professionals and first responders right now. Jay says, this chat is awesome. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Like I said, just kind of winging it here. And I'm just as bored as you. So let's either do this or go watch, you know, Tiger King for the second time. Keith says, starved. Yes, but it would be cool. Hold on a second. I'm reading at the top of the questions. I got to read at the bottom. Michael says, I went on your last two cruises. Best vacation ever. Hope you keep doing them. We are going to keep doing them. The first one was cool. Second one to me was just amazing. And the third one is going to be even better. My goal and mission for this and mindset is to do like Kiss has every year. Kiss is coming up with the 10th cruise. And that's what I want. I want 10 cruises and more. There's no reason why you can't continue to do this. There's constantly new talent that you can use, new ideas that you can use, changing things, updating things, keeping what you did right and getting rid of what you did wrong. There was a huge chunk of that from 1 to 2, a lot less on 2, that will be even less on 3. So, like I said, it's going to be a great combination of wrestling. We already announced that AEW, we're going to do it live, a live Dynamite from the ship. And then, of course, Fozzy will be there. They have no choice because I tell them to. Just kidding. I'm going to be there. And then the list of the Hall of Famers, and although those are getting harder and harder to get because WWE is signing everybody, but that's fine. There's always people around that we can get. Great people, great guests, live podcasts, rock and roll shows, great bands this time, and great comedians. This comedian lineup might be our best. John Gehring says, is there an old school band from the 70s you'd love to do a song together with? Ask Rich Ward that, because all of his favorite bands are from the 70s. I love Boston. I love Van Halen, that 70s Van Halen. He loves yacht rock, though. Foreigner, Styx, Journey, that type of arena level rock. So I'd say probably Neil Sean. Neil Sean's my close personal friend. So hopefully we get to do something with him soon. Hey, Lionheart, thank you for everything you did. The Benoit doc, this Edmonton boy made him shed a tear. He's my idol. This is Alex Wolfe. Hey, thanks, Alex. Like I said, it wasn't easy to do, but it was done properly and by the right people. And hopefully you guys will watch it and enjoy it. But it's not easy, but it's important, I think. Important to watch. Shaska, how do you spend your time on the road now that we have social distancing? Well, really nothing. I mean, on the road the last couple of weeks, I was fortunate to have a private plane to fly to the venue, I'm trying to stay out of the airports as much as possible. I'm trying to do my part, you know, like social distancing. But still, like I said, I feel that I have a responsibility to continue to entertain. I don't know if you're entertained by this, but We're trying. Chris, Charles said, I just learned to play Judas on my ocarina. What is an ocarina? I don't even know what that is. I'm not sure. I have to look that up. Shall I Google ocarina? Let's learn something here on the Saturday night special. Let's see. Ocarina. I'm assuming maybe some kind of a brass instrument, maybe. Ocarina. There it is. Ocarina is ancient wind musical instrument, a type of vessel flute. Variations exist, but a typical ocarina is an enclosed space with 4 to 12 finger holes and a mouthpiece that projects from the body. Oh my gosh, it looks like some kind of a hairdryer. I've never heard of that before. So thank you for teaching us what an ocarina is. We appreciate that. As we wind down here, I was going to do this for about an hour. And we're down to less than 4,000 now, so people are kind of sick of this stuff. But anyways, guys, let's take a couple more questions, and then we're going to do the big Judas sing-along at the end of this. And everybody's going to love it. It's going to be amazing. What is the one wrestler that you thought you would have great chemistry with but never worked out? My match with Okada was really good, but I think it could be better if I had more time with him. Some guys you click with right away, like Tanahashi. I thought our match was incredible. Couldn't have asked for a better match. It was my favorite match that I had in New Japan, even more than the Kenny match. I think Okada, I'd like to have had another match with him. Perry Saturn was another guy. We never had a great match, and we should have, but we just didn't connect. Kanemoto as well, if you guys remember Kanemoto. But yeah, all of them are great wrestlers, but sometimes you just want to have great chemistry. Other times you step in the ring with someone for the first time, Kenny Omega, Tanahashi, Shawn Michaels. The Shawn Michaels match at WrestleMania 19 was the first time we ever had a match together. Chris Womack, how awesome is Jake the Snake cutting promos? He's the fucking best. I love having him. And he was great on Talk with Jericho. If you haven't heard it, go back a few weeks and find that. Francesca said, my fiance, and I found out a week, I lost the question. Something about the cruise. Well, I will make sure you have plenty of time to go on the cruise this year. So what was it like in WCW? Oh my gosh, these questions just go and disappear so fast. What was it like in WCW 1998 when Mike Tenay and Tony was there and it was getting extra popular? WCW was so huge. It was massive, but it was hard to rise up the ranks there because of kind of politics, the proverbial glass ceiling. So I love my time in WCW. I learned a lot there. And I think had I not been in WCW, I would not have gotten over as big as I did in WWE as quick as I did, because I knew how to get over in the face of adversity. If that makes sense. So can't say anything bad about WCW. Corey just said it must stink to not have crowds for AEW. Well, it does stink, but once again, we're dealing with the cards that we're given. This is a worldwide pandemic. You know, it's not like a choice that we're making, and it's not like we have an alternative. And I think most people, 90% of the people, have been really appreciative of the fact that we're still continuing to do this. And as long as people want to watch us do stuff and do new shows and do that sort of thing, then I'm all for it. Because it's part of what I do. Like, I can't just go bury my head in the sand somewhere until this is done. I have a responsibility to help people and entertain people. And hopefully, we're back over 4K again. Looks like we're entertaining. All right, last few questions. What are your memories of Jado and Gato back in the New Japan Super J days? Great guys. We took care of each other. We were on a team together. Fuyuki Gun, run by Hiroyuki Fuyuki, who I learned so much. The guy didn't speak a fucking word of English, but I learned so much from him psychology-wise about wrestling. And Jado and Gato and I were kind of all at the same level, like his three minions, but we took care of each other and ate together, and they took me to CD shops, and they knew I was a music expert and fanatic, so they always showing where the CD shops were and all that sort of stuff. So great guys. And now the fact that, you know, Gato is booking New Japan, and Jado is kind of his right-hand man. And here I go to New Japan for 2 years and get a chance to hang out with those guys and get a chance to be with them. It was just kind of a real cool full circle moment where Jericho goes to New Japan as a big main eventer for them, a business, makes a business a difference business-wise. And then, you know, they're the guys that kind of booked me there. It was very, very cool. So I love those guys. All right, a few more questions, and then we're going to do the Judas sing-along. When are the Good Brothers going to be your podcast next? This is Brian Wilson. The Brian Wilson? They got those good vibrations. Good Brothers will not be on Talk with Jericho for a while because I'm not allowed to have anybody from the WWE on the podcast by verdict of Vince McMahon. So I'd love to have them on. Maybe I can put them under a mask and they can be like part of the Dark Order or something and do it. I don't know. Anyways. Last few questions. Oh my gosh. So many wrestling questions. You and Ref Aubrey make a great team to watch. Aubrey will be on Talk is Jericho momentarily. How much would it cost me to have you mention my wife, Emily, during one of your promos? Emily, I mentioned you. There you go. All right, well, that was the first episode of – oh, I got to turn this off. The first episode of Chris Jericho's Saturday Night Special. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a blast to hang out with you guys for a while. And hopefully we'll be able to do this again next week. I don't know if anybody's going to show up. But if you are going to show up, then I'll be here for you. So stay safe. Remember, we got to plank the curve, flatten the curve, all those things. Wash your hands. Social distancing, just do this for a few weeks, and I think everything is going to be okay. I am here for you guys always, and we're going to get through this together. I promise you that. And in the meantime and in between time, thank you so much for joining me here. What a great time this was. So I'm going to put this on Facebook Live so you can watch it whenever you want to, and watch it all week. Watch it 50 times if you want. And if you liked it enough, then maybe we'll do some more. Chris Jericho's Saturday Night Special.
We call you Bloodshot.
Here's what I meant to do. So we'll see you next week, hopefully, for another episode of Chris Jericho's Saturday Night Special.
Featuring John Bush on vocals, John later on going to sing more endpoints for the so you see the credits at the end of the TV show for Reese and Martha. Steve Lawrence, thank you so much for the stream. So Wayne Ruffley, have a great night. Thank you. And Brandon says, my wife and I are singing too loud for this. Lyle says, next time, please, next week. Bill Caro says, that was awesome, thanks. Jenny Roberts says, thank you so much for this again. Brian D says, wash your hands with City Juice. That's the truth. Wash your hands when you're playing games. Kenzie says, I'll show you the next one. Thank you. Boy, Mom says, thanks for doing this. It's a great distraction. Matthew says, I'm awesome. Chris is a deputy here. And Paul said, thanks. Jesse says, I'm type 1 diabetic. So I'm not helping. Stay safe, Jesse. Thank you. Dylan, thanks to everyone for taking us today. Jerry says this is awesome. We're going to say all this really cool thing, James. Jerry says it's a special sauce. It's a gym. I just think we got this. This is my business. We'll see you again next week. He says thanks for everything. Rock says thanks for doing this. Eduardo says thank you for this. Todd says we love you and why. Paul says thanks for San Jose. Ian says love that song. Eric says it's great. And definitely next week, Andy says thank you. Michael says thanks for Austin. He says this is thanks for best. Sierra says thank you. It's great to see you on Saturday. Max says very good time. Thanks for your time. So
see you next week.